Welcome to Daily Coaching for Women Entrepreneurs. I'm Sarah Nemacek, and this is where I share quick mindset shifts to guide you each day in your business. Business as a woman entrepreneur is personal, so let's have fun building your business without leaving your humanity at the door. I will teach you to be your whole human self in your business so you make more money, have more fun, and still have a life when you leave the office. Listen on to find out how. I want to learn how to make better decisions. If you're like my clients, you say this to yourself a lot, like learning this skill is the thing that will finally solve all your problems. I'm all for making great decisions, so let's unpack decision-making today so you can start making better decisions. Here are five questions that will help you make those better decisions. First, what does it mean to make better decisions? Put another way, what makes a decision good or bad? Define a good, bad, and better decision for you. Like, how would you define it for yourself? Not how other people would do it, but you. Simply saying you want to make better decisions leaves this goal very vague and therefore very hard to determine if you've progressed. Does a good decision mean you get the result you want? That someone else is happy? That your life stays easy? How about a bad decision? Does that mean someone is hurt by it? That it results in a failure? It's good to know these things because it'll help you move forward. And here's what my clients tell me. And they tell me that good decisions are the right decisions, ones that they feel confident about, and ones that don't waste their time and money. And here's my take on good and bad decisions. The only bad decision is the one that you simply don't even make. We can't know if a decision is the right one until we've taken action to test it. The only way a decision is a waste of time or money is if you don't take action or you take half-assed action so you don't actually get a clear result that you can learn from. As for feeling confident about a decision, that's actually something you create for yourself with what you think about yourself as a decision maker and a doer. If you think, I make great decisions and I trust myself to handle the consequences, you'll likely feel confident with most of your decisions. Second, why is it important to make good decisions? Well, it kind of isn't, is it? The better question is, why is it important to make a decision at all? The answer is that the more decisions you make, the more actions you take, the more data you collect, the more you learn, and the more you grow and progress with your goals in expanding your life and business. When you don't make decisions, or you put them off and you agonize over them for long periods of time, you give your mind lots of time to spin, overthink, talk you out of things that you actually want, and perhaps live your life full of regrets if we go to the extreme. On a more practical level, delaying and avoiding decisions means you take longer to take action. You spend a lot more time thinking and hoping instead of doing and learning. You take longer to recover and change directions if a decision doesn't result the way you planned. And you spend more time feeling frustrated or disappointed when a decision doesn't result the way you hoped, instead of seeing the results as simply part of the process. Third question, how long should it take to make a good decision? A lot of us like to say, I don't make decisions too fast, or I like to sleep on big decisions, talk it over, weigh all my options. And we think these are normal and responsible ways to make decisions. And there are definitely arguments for this approach sometimes, but most of the time, we actually make our decisions within minutes of the options presenting themselves. The time that we think we're spending on deciding is actually just us trying to justify the decision to ourselves or the people we think we need to approve of our choices. So think about some of the significant decisions you've made. Were you really spending time deciding, or were you more looking for reasons that your decision was good enough to follow through and share with others? Sometimes it feels like intuition, or maybe those are the decisions that just felt easy for you because you quickly justified them in your mind. Interesting, right? Fourth question, what do you do after you decide? Sometimes we make decisions and we tell people about them, but we don't actually take any action to implement them. That is really kind of like staying in indecision or justifying mode. When you really do make a decision, the best thing to do is take action right away. It doesn't have to be a huge action, but anything you can do to focus your brain and signal that this is real and we're moving forward will help you stick with your decision and make progress. And it also puts your brain to work on implementing things. The sooner you implement, the sooner you create results that you can evaluate and learn from. That's where the true benefit of making decisions comes from. You get into a cycle of decide, do, learn, grow, and then you just keep repeating. And for the final question, how many decisions are you putting off each day and why? Most of us put off decisions because we don't want to deal with the consequences of the decision. We might have to get uncomfortable. We also think that waiting will let us find the right answer, the right time, or more money. The longer you put off any decision and the longer you delay acting on your decisions, the longer you will wait for any result you want. So think about something you've been hemming and hawing over recently. If you just decided right now and then did the thing, what would be different for you 3 weeks from now? How about 3 months from now and 3 years from now? Whether it's a commitment or investment of your time, money, or reputation, the sooner you start, the sooner you will get a result that you can use. So stop wondering what could be possible and start creating what is possible. Thanks for tuning in, and remember to get your daily dose of coaching here every weekday. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode, share it with one friend you think would appreciate it. Want more like this? Find all the ways to get more or work with me on my website at sarahnemecek.com.